This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Tonight, conversation really focusing not just on the World Cup, woohoo, and the big win we talked about just the other day, the United States, part of North America's get for 2026 as the games open in Russia, but the conversation really centering around the FBI and the leaks and the incredible amount of bombshells that came out of this Inspector General's report that was over 550 pages long. So the FBI has to address so many of the issues that are in there because there's massive backlash. Being cozy with reporters, accepting gifts, leaks. Oh, did I say leaks? And more leaks. And then all this stuff about the Clinton email and some of the wild things that are also revealed in a tomb of information. I mean, an absolute tomb. I'll tell you what's interesting for the press, his numbers are soaring. The economy's doing well. If you're paying attention to what's happening in the markets, it's up. The North Korea deal, the beginning of the week, the meeting with Kim Jong-un, just the start of a great relationship, says the press. World Cup, he was instrumental in that, writing several notes to FIFA about what the U.S. government will do, and of course already having the infrastructure in place as part of Canada, Mexico, and the United States, unprecedented to do it. Jobless rate is at its 44-year low. So while the president is getting slammed right and left by some as we get closer to a midterm election here, there are massive bright spots with this administration that are hard to deny. Brighter than the 127 diamonds featured on the Philadelphia Eagles rings that they got today in a ring ceremony. And then there is this report. And the report that clearly shows there is massive negligence on the FBI's part. I mean, massive, especially when it came to reporters, relationships, leaks. Ridiculous. The Justice Department, by the way, says Comey was insubordinate in the Clinton inquiry. Criticized him a lot for the handling of the investigation of Hillary Clinton during the 2016 presidential election. Doesn't really show conspiracy, but shows so much else. But there are certainly some things in this that are crushing. I think more crushing to the Democrats than anyone else as far as that's concerned. So the interesting part about it is it's always about the timing, isn't it? Timing, they say, is everything. And whoever the they is, they were darn right, right? And the reason is because, yes, it's only June, but with the stumping that's going on and the conversation about midterm elections, it could be disastrous for some of the, frankly, some of the Democrats. In the meantime, we could talk about this war and peace amazing tomb throughout the rest of this show, but there's so much more you would miss. And I say America Tonight is about the buzz in the backyard. So I want to make sure we get to that. How about Michael Cohen filed a restraining order against Stormy Daniels' lawyer? What's up with that? The lawyer's being buggy, very buggy, and we know his name, right? Michael Avenatti. Cohen says Avenatti's actions are mainly driven by a seemingly unquenchable thirst for publicity. Avenatti's publicity tour, the filing said, is likely to result in Mr. Cohen being deprived of his right to a fair trial and threatens to turn what should be a solemn federal court proceeding into a media circus. So Cohen is not stopping. And we are ways away from court appearances. There is a motion for a gag order. Avenatti says, this is a complete joke and it's baseless. Baseless. They can't handle the truth. We've heard that line somewhere in Hollywood before. They can't handle the facts and the law, so they have to resort to unethical, meritless motions. This must be their birthday present to Mr. Trump. It is true, Avenatti is on everywhere. I was waiting for him to come up next on the box of Wheaties when I went to the store the other day. I have some friends who are publicity hogs, but he takes the cake. And, of course, part of that is he's trying to keep pushing his situation with Stormy Daniels and what comes out of that, if anything, because of the tussle over the payment, the $130,000. Coming up on America Tonight, imagine wrestling with the question of science and religion. Oh, you betcha. It is a modern dilemma, but certainly one that we've always had. When it comes to schools, what are you teaching, what's happening, all of what can possibly go wrong in a conversation with somebody younger, but also in a conversation with somebody older as they try to wrap their brain around some interesting thoughts about that. And we're going to talk to Dr. Larry Wood in our third segment tonight, and he has some really interesting thoughts on how you can make it all work in your mind instead of feeling as though you can't say this because it doesn't match that, and you get it. This is what we call that vague conversation where I don't want to give it all away and you're weaving in and out, right? Absolutely. By the way, Tom Brady had a conversation with Oprah. Whoa. It's not about the conversation, but he told Oprah how the Patriots handled the national anthem controversy. The Patriots didn't have any players who openly criticized the president or the NFL's national anthem policy. But you did have Patriots who did kneel during the anthem before a Week 3 game against the Houston Texans and several others, including Tom Brady, locked arms. So in an interview with Oprah, Brady described how the team chose to react to the controversy. He said several good conversations were born from how some players chose to protest social injustice. He's on Super Soul Sunday. Wow. How about that? Hang with us.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's Nutri Medical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com, or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
Have you ever heard of this? So interesting. Meat consumption. World Meat Free Week. Focusing on it, encouraging people to improve the health of our planet. And in doing so, leaving a lasting legacy for our children and all the species. I love that sentiment. So experts are saying that by 2050, the developed world will need to reduce their meat consumption by 50%. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. You know how we roll on this program? We shake it upside down. And we've got Rachel McClellan on. She's joining us from England. Hi, Rachel. How are you?
Hello, Kate. I'm really well, thanks. How are you?
I'm excellent. So tell me how you got involved in this and why are you so passionate about it?
Yes, yeah, so a few months ago, I approached the World Meat Free Week team. My background is filmmaking. I worked in feature films and music videos. And as pretty much a lifelong vegetarian and more recently vegan, I've always been really passionate about animals and environmentalism. And I basically wanted to combine the two. And so I came up with some ideas for World Meat Free Week and said, you know, why don't we go around the world, find some really great personal stories, and look to inspire and empower people and get this message out there, because World Meat Free Week was set up essentially to highlight the link between meat production and consumption and climate change. And the focus is just to encourage people to reduce the amount of meat that they eat slightly. And in doing so, it can have a huge impact on the environment.
Yeah, so even though you're vegan, you're saying, listen, if you just reduce it a little bit, you won't believe what you can do to help other people, right?
Yeah, exactly. You know, I mean, we're certainly not here to be saying to people, you need to go vegetarian or vegan, you know, that it's not going to happen. But actually, for example, if one person goes meat-free for one meal, they can save the carbon equivalent of the energy it takes to boil 388 kettles. And if every single person in America goes meat-free just for one meal, you'll save the carbon equivalent of the power used for 110,000 households for a whole year. So, you know, it becomes really empowering then when you actually know and you can feel as a person that you really can make a difference just as, you know, one meal. So for World Meat Free Week, we're literally saying to people, look, just give up meat for one meal. On our website, there are loads of recipes, loads of information, loads of inspiration, you know, and it really is that simple. And in doing so, we can leave, you know, a sustained and healthy planet for our children and grandchildren.
Yeah, and you said it, Rach, you've got recipes, you have blogs, you have partners, you've got all kinds of info listed up there as to what people can do. And you've gotten a lot of support from some famous people and just regular people, right?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, this has been going for quite a few years now, and it started out as World Meat Free Day. And this year, it's the first time it's been a whole week. But, for example, last year we reached 200 million people around the globe. People engaged really well. And I think people really like that whole thing. Look, we're not taking away your choices. We're just saying just that one meal can make such a difference. And also a vegetarian diet or just reducing meat and eating more vegetables means that you're getting more fiber, folic acid, vitamin C and E and phytochemicals. And that has a knock-on effect of reducing the risk of various cancers and heart disease and diabetes and obesity. So it's actually a win-win situation both for our personal health and the health of the environment.
Yeah, when you started to get involved in this and your friends, you would tell your friends, I'm sure, about this, Rachel, what did they say?
My friends are probably sick of me bugging them because I've been going on about animals and the environment for years. They did actually welcome. Well, they were quite surprised, and they were kind of, right, I don't understand. You're saying that if I cut out meat just once for the week and perhaps once every week, I will make a difference. I don't get that. And I explained to them that, you know, there was actually a report published just last week that states that 83% of agricultural land is used for farmed animals, and that only yields 18.18% of calories. So there's a real disconnect. And, you know, the population growing. We're going to grow by 2 billion people by about 2040, and we're not going to be able to continue feeding people meat at the rate that we are now, not to mention the damage that is caused to the environment because of the whole farming system. And it's really the factory, the intensive farming system that causes so many problems. Once you explain people the science behind it, and, you know, look, this is not a bunch of hippie vegans going around saying, you need to stop eating meat. But there is actually a tangible reason, and it is particularly relevant if we do have children and grandchildren and we do want to make sure that the planet is secure and sustained for the future, you know. So it is very much a tangible campaign, and it's, as I say, based on science, and every single person can make a difference, which, you know, I just think is very humbling and very empowering.
Well, I agree. It's very empowering. And you go to worldmeatfreeweek.com. We're speaking with Rachel McClellan. You mentioned you worked in the entertainment industry, film, television, music. We can't let you slip off without giving us a story. Jay-Z, did you spend any time with Jay-Z? He seems so cool. I just saw a great interview with him and David Letterman. He just letting it all out there. I love it.
He was really lovely to work with. We just did a music video with him, and he was so easy to work with and very nice. And, you know, some artists can be a little bit full of ego, as I'm sure you know. But Jay-Z was lovely, and we did a really great job, and I have really fond memories of it, you know. And, you know, having those experiences led me to where I am now. So I'm really grateful for all of those times.
And you said it led you to where you are now. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so after the Jonesy job, we went on and did some really great stuff and then had a really bad experience and was let down by somebody that owed me a lot of money. And the upshot of that was I lost everything, basically, in business and personal stuff. And it led to dealing with really bad depression. And I know many millions of people have experienced that. It took me a very long time to deal with it and to come through it. And I learned a lot along the way. But it also led me to this realization that, you know, I need to find my purpose in life. I need to do something that I know I'm making a difference to the things that matter most to me, i.e. the planet and animals. And even though I went through some really horrific times, it's absolutely what has been the complete reasoning behind me now combining filmmaking with environmentalism and animal rights and good health and, you know, trying to lead a happy and peaceful lifestyle. And now I can really look at my life and think, I do feel at peace. I do feel like I'm doing exactly what I should be doing. So it's a really blessed place to be.
Oh, thanks for sharing that story, because I'm sure there are lots of people that have gone through a similar thing. In fact, all of us at some point find ourselves looking around and saying, is this all there is, or is this what we wanted? So good for you. Rachel McClelland, you're a delight. Thank you for coming on the show.
Thanks so much for having me. It's a real honor.
Yes, thank you. So World Meat Free Week, and Rachel really emphasized this, talking about a friend saying, I don't get it, one meal, what's that going to do? Think of the power of numbers. I say this all the time. If just one person pledged to take part in this by eating meat-free just for just one meal across the 7 days, what would it mean? And I love I could just see the picture of this saving, you know, a carbon-saving equivalent to boiling a kettle 388 times. It's wild. And then the equivalent daily water use of 9 people. Who knew when you look at these statistics? And I think it is always about moderation anyway, because I think some of you have seen my journey and what I've done as far as trying to do that, trying to be moderate about a lot of what I'm involved with, including food, you know, your relationship to food. Stay with us. I'll meet you on the flip side here on America Tonight.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
Today, the Justice Department's IG report found that former FBI Director James Comey made a serious error in judgment by notifying Congress shortly before the 2016 election that the FBI was reopening its Clinton email probe case. FBI Director Christopher Wray said one of the things you can expect to be fixed is all the leaking.
We're doing a number of things on that regard. First, we issued a new media policy that's much stricter and much more clear than what had been in place before. Second, we're going to be doing intensive training on exactly those issues, things like the one that you alluded to. that includes contacts with the media. Third, we're going to make painfully clear to everybody that we won't tolerate noncompliance.
And your final numbers on Wall Street for this Thursday, the Dow Jones lost 25 points to close the day at 25,175. This is USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Welcome to the show. He's in our virtual green room right now, Dr. Lawrence Wood, and he's written a book called The Transition Initiated by Copernicus and Galileo from, and it's interesting, I loved the side title, this, From Religion to Science, as part of the whole title, because it, in a way it's provocative in an intellectual sense. Dr. Wood, thanks so much for coming on.
My pleasure.
I did love the title, so explain that. Talk about that transition from religion to science.
Well, it's probably the greatest transition that has occurred in humanity. For thousands of years, religion was the accepted explanation of ourselves and our surroundings. A supreme deity had created everything and controlled everything, etc. And then along comes Copernicus. And he says, wait a minute, maybe this isn't true. Maybe we're not the center of the universe. Maybe there's something else more than that. And after Copernicus came the 1600s with the invention of the microscope and the telescope, which completely changed the worldview. Before that, we thought we were in the center of a very small universe. The telescope showed that we were not only not in the center, but the universe was huge. And that transition was just mind-blowing, and many, many people couldn't accept it, and they haven't accepted it yet. So now we have a situation in which we have a scientific explanation and we have a religious explanation, totally different, but coexistent. And the change continues. I just happened to be reading a book review titled God, War, and Providence. It talks about what happened when the Puritans came to America. And as a reviewer says, salvation was probably the most important word in their vocabulary. And it's probably one of of the reasons why it's very difficult to accept the scientific explanation, because science doesn't provide for salvation. There's no life after death, and that's very, very important.
And in the book, you talk about, I mean, gosh, you just tackle so many things. It's so fascinating because it is. It's so fascinating for everybody listening. I really want you to get this book because of exactly what Dr. Wood just said there. You know, we're thinking about all kinds of questions as you read it, and you lay it out. You say the book answers two fundamental questions that don't really appear to have been properly addressed, which is what you just gave us the broad strokes on. And you say, why has our marvelous brain, and I agree, developed these two diametrically opposite explanations of ourselves and our surroundings? We call one religion and the second science, and that's the battle, isn't it?
That's the whole situation. And, of course, the title couldn't be From Science to Religion, because that's not what happened, and it couldn't happen. Now, I will probably offend some of your listeners, but for me, religion is impossible. And as I think I mentioned in a note to you, what's fascinating also about this book is it follows my life. I started out as a religious person. I went to Sunday school, I studied the Bible, and that was my life probably until I got into college, maybe even into graduate school. And it was in graduate school that the roof fell in, because I started finding out about things that are, A, not in the Bible, and completely contradict the Bible. And so I went from religion to science. And it happened very quickly, probably within 2 or 3 years. So that's when I got the idea of writing the book, because that's what happened on Earth. The transition happened in a relatively few years, and of course it's continued on, and the conflict between people's belief in the Bible, afterlife, and all that, and what is effectively reality, makes for, I think, a fascinating story.
And do you think that this is really the million-dollar question. I don't know, Dr. Wood, that any of us can answer, but it's like you said, you tackled this and you had time to tackle it when you retired to look at some of the aspects of the scientific explanation,
mm-hmm.
and I think that's wonderful that you did that. And what was the most eye-opening part, I guess, of the scientific side for you?
I was afraid you might ask that question. I think the shift from that you believe that you're living in the center of a small universe that revolves around you, to the realization that you're a tiny speck in a huge universe that's billions of years old, and you have almost no real control over it. That change, that shift, was perhaps one of the major things. And this has happened many places. There's a guy named
who examined it, right? Who looked into it, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I got some of my ideas from this fellow who wrote the book called From Paradise to the Paradigm.
I know the book you're speaking of, and we'll dig that up for listeners, and yes. And you got some of your ideas by reading that, is what you said.
Yes, I did. And his story was featured in Science magazine, and then he finally wrote a book about it. And he went through the same thing, because he was out in the archaeological dig in Kansas when he realized that the structure of the rocks and everything else couldn't possibly fit into a story about a worldwide flood, because flood never happened.
Yeah, so it's interesting. You look at this, you look at other people's ideas, and you take two subjects that clash, and as you talk about the brilliance of our brain and the camps of people who really dig in and think one thing happened and others that think another thing happened, I don't know that we ever can completely meld those together, which is, again, why I think the transition initiated by Copernicus and Galileo from religion to science is so, so fascinating. From the religious aspect of it, what was the most interesting thing you uncovered there? Because you talked about wrestling with that question, and especially with your upbringing.
Well, yeah, I think I had echo something of Stephen Godfrey. You know, you're inculcated with the religious story. It permeates everything for a while, and then all of a sudden, you realize it's not true. And you have a hard time with that. At least I did too. And this, there's another analogy. It occurred here in Washington. There are some very strange geological structures in eastern Washington that were extremely difficult to figure out what happened. But finally a guy came along and he said, I know what happened. There was a giant flood here. And a flood that would make the biblical flood seem like just a puddle. And it took him 20 years of research with help and others to convince the geologists and people that there actually had been an enormous flood in eastern Washington. And so when you come across something that just blows your mind, it just takes you a while to really come to grips with it.
Absolutely. And, you know, you were born in Brooklyn. You have this BSEE. I love those letters, by the way, all together. And a PhD in physics.
Yeah.
And then you were even assisted by NASA Space Administration in Huntsville, Alabama. So you really tackled this. What do you hope people take away from the book?
Well, I would start with a hope they would gain a better understanding of who we are, why we're here, a better understanding of ourselves and our surroundings, a realization that our life is finite, and I explain in the book why that happens. It's very quickly, you know, we get new set of cells every 7 years, and the new aren't quite as good as the old, and slowly but surely, our body declines just because of the biology of it. And so eventually, some of these cells just don't work. There's a fascinating article written by a guy named Bert Vogelstein about cancer. He started studying organisms and cells that divide many, many, many times. And he found out that the rogue cell which triggers cancer is almost purely random. There was a comment in his article that cancer is a crapshoot. You don't know whether you'll get it or not, and when it happens, well, but so it's part of life.
Yeah.
You just don't know.
You just don't know. That is the perfect place to end this. You just don't know. Dr. Larry Wood, I urge people to pick it up. It'll really make you think. The transition initiated by Copernicus and Galileo. I'll tell you
it'll
what, from religion to science.
Minds.
Yeah, it'll blow their minds. And I'm glad you tackled it. Dr. Wood, thank you so much for joining us on the show.
Well, thank you for having me, Kate.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
If you or anyone you love has been diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, your diagnosis may be the result of job-related exposure to asbestos, and you may be entitled to compensation. Over $30 billion in trusts have been set aside for individuals who have been affected by asbestos exposure. How do you protect your rights and get the compensation you deserve? Call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. Capital Legal Group is one of the nation's resources for settlement of lung cancer and mesothelioma cases. Law firms have successfully recovered over $2.7 billion for their clients in all 50 states, and claims have been paid in as little as 60 days. If you or a family member were diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. We'll open a no-cost case review on your behalf. A history of tobacco use or cigarette smoking will not disqualify your case. Visit 800-400-LUNG.com or call 800-400-LUNG. Call 800-400-5864 now. That's 800-400-LUNG.
If you like alkaline water or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart and Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Welcome to another edition of It's Your Business here on America Tonight. Really excited about our next guest. He's in our virtual green room right now. David Wilkenfeld joins us. He's the CEO of PromGirl.com. And actually, it's interesting because we look at these Chinese counterfeit websites that are continuing to be out there and flourish, and we've talked about them here on the show, and now there is a petition to stop them dead in their tracks. So the American Bridal and Prom Industry Association has had, you know, pretty much it up to here when it comes to that. So what is it that they're doing? So it's perfect to have David on with us to flush this out a little bit more for us. So, David, tell us more about this. How big has this become for the Chinese? What are they doing?
So, I mean, it's a major problem for our industry, the farm and bridal industry, and Farm Girl, obviously, by our name, is more involved in farm, although we do have some bridal business. And the Chinese companies and factories are putting up these very inexpensive and not well-organized websites without the policies of pricing, and they are stealing images and designs from American companies, putting inflating prices and then selling very, very cheap knockoffs of the same styles. And over the course of our prom season, we hear from thousands of customers that are in tears because they got a dress that looks nothing like what they expected and it fits nothing like it's supposed to fit. And, you know, we try to help where possible, but a lot of proms, you know, throughout the country, a lot of girls are have a negative experience because of these Chinese counterfeit sites.
Wow. So when you say you try to help where you can, it, like doing interviews like this, right, getting the word out, be careful. Make sure you know when you're clicking on certain sites where you're really going.
Well, yes, there's a whole awareness campaign going on with us and other companies. BuzzFeed did a big article on problem, you know, with social media and Instagram. Girls are posting, you know, various power stories. And we also have started and will continue on a bigger level to offer girls, you know, at cost, because, you know, most families are on limited budgets. So if they do have a problem, we'll try to help them mitigate the expense of trying to fix the problem and get them a certified design address, which is what they expected in the first place.
Yeah, and as you said, you're part of this, so you're, you know, trying to make the awareness out. Prom is big, obviously it's huge, and there's this petition, and maybe the petition raises awareness for it too. Have you ever seen anything like this in your industry?
It's become more prevalent over the years. I think it's a pervasive problem that is not just impacting, you know, our industry, but it's a problem throughout, you know, many industries and many designers. And it's just I think it's expanded because of the presence of, you know, the internet and the ability to reach more people. And there's less regulation over trade and many things as a result of the internet. And so there's a lot of issues that are happening that don't really have laws in place yet to properly address them. And, you know, part of the battle and what we're doing is working with the government and working with customs agencies and the payment agencies and trying to figure out, and Google, obviously, which is taking money from these counterfeit Chinese websites for advertising, and that's really a lot of how the customers are becoming aware of these sites. So there's a fight on multiple fronts to control this problem and hopefully eventually eliminate it, but it's a huge problem. It's not going to go away anytime soon. So there's, you know, multiple fights on many fronts that are happening, you know, continually.
So since you're the CEO of PromGirl.com, what do you tell? I mean, this is good. So advice to make sure that you don't end up with your teenage daughter in tears. What do you advise that they do? Just make sure that, I mean, obviously your site is safe, and just be double check on anything they do when they're looking for dresses.
Well, first of all, you know, it's like with most things. If something seems too good to be true, then it probably is. So, you know, if you're looking around and a dress is normally $300-$400 and you see it, you know, for $100 or $150, that would be a red flag. If there's not a clear, you know, address, U.S. address, a phone number to speak to someone in customer service, clear return policies, if the dresses are not in stock, if they have to, you know, be made to order, that would be a, something that should be a red flag. And then most designers have a where to buy on the designer website, so you could always go and reference their website. Check, make sure that the website where you're going is an authorized dealer for the brand or the dress that you're looking for. So there are numerous ways to check, you know, but a lot of it is getting the awareness out that there's even an issue. So I think that's starting to happen, and we'll continue to bring awareness along with many other people that this is impacting, you know, bringing awareness to the consumer.
That's great advice. David Wilkenfeld, thanks so much, CEO of PromGirl.com. Check it out. I'm so glad that people are out there trying to do whatever they can to fight against what's happening out there with counterfeit. It's ridiculous. David, thank you.
Oh, you're very welcome.
So this is a problem. We're talking about Google, and they're talking about Google searches, and they have taken over 500,000 URLs down. And then you look at the listings, you look at the marketplace, over 100,000 listings taken down. Give you some statistics here. They say that one full-time employee along with a 20-person team spanning multiple departments are working on all these anti-counterfeiting projects. What's the industry impact on what we just talked about? Check this out. You ready for this? They say that it costs about about $300 million in lost revenue a year with the special occasions industry. So that means bridal, prom, all of that. The economic impact, check this economic impact out. These rogue sites, they get about 50 billion visits a year. The cost to our economy, ready, another B for you, $250 billion annually. How many jobs are lost? 750,000 jobs are lost. Obviously, it's an epidemic. So the American Bridal and Prom Industry Association has launched this anti-counterfeit petition that I mentioned. The APPIA is requesting the American people to support this petition and help propose some new policies to stop illegal overseas websites using those images, those proprietary images, and this aggressive advertising to deceive the public into believing that they're getting something authentic. And I think David made a great point. If it seems too good to be true, don't we know this? Then it is too good to be true. You're not getting a prom dress for, you know, $50 to $100 and thinking that that's right. It's not. It's especially when we're talking about going on a website, that's where you're getting ripped off. And that's where he's saying then they get these dresses and it's right up against the time that they would go to a prom, or a bride is getting ready to walk down the aisle, and it's too late to try to fix it and come up with something to rig up these dresses that are absolutely counterfeit. So we've seen that this certainly has exploded, and it's costing jobs. It absolutely is costing American jobs from these Chinese counterfeit goods, because it's such a billion-dollar industry for them. So these counterfeit websites are jacking us, are hijacking us, and they continue to operate, because how much leverage do you have? So good for the APPIA, because they realize what's going on when they get all these crazy phone calls and somebody sees a dress and it's similar to what a legitimate company, sometimes a company that's been in business for a long time, has, and they don't understand when they try to connect the dots why it doesn't match up. And the reason is because they were on one of these websites. And in fact, if we wind the clock back 3 years, there are some statistics on this. Again, we're talking about billions of dollars. In 2013, the total value of this is goods seized, okay, originating from China, you know how much? $1.22 billion. And who knows? I mean, this is what they know, what they've tracked, what they've been able to do. But there's probably so much more that's slipped in and nobody realizes it's happening. They get away with it. So crazy. Just another one of those counterfeit deals that is benefiting somebody else and harming other people in the United States. All right, that's another edition of It's Your Business.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.